And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN on this Thursday, Chamber of Commerce type of day. We have Chamber President from Manhattan, Jason Smith, joining us in studio. It's good to have you in.
Good to be here. It's been a few months because I know I've been out of town the last couple months and missed you guys. So I'm glad I'm back and get to talk to the folks.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back too. And yeah. Kind of the end of year, things are wrapping up here. We had some end-of-year stuff going on here at the City Commission meeting this week, yep. And it's a busy time, isn't it?
It is a busy time. I might just, if I could, comment on a couple of things you all were talking about before I came in. Mm-hmm. I want to wish a happy birthday to C. Clyde Jones as well. I know he had his party last weekend, and I was unable to attend that, but just a truly great person, great gentleman, great example of leadership in a community, former chamber chair, in addition to his many other accolades. And I think most people know, or a lot of people know, that we have actually named our Volunteer of the Year in his honor. And I think that's an honor that's well-deserved. So I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday. I also want to wish Dennis Cook a happy birthday. He's another one of my favorite people and does a great job. And we enjoy working with the Aggieville Association as well as downtown and the West Side. And so we have some great little business groups in addition to the chamber in town. And so wish Dennis a happy birthday as well. Yeah. And by the way, I guess we could wish Alyssa Milano a happy birthday as well.
You listen, don't you?
Very attractive young lady. Mm. So
I agree. Yep. And I agree with all three of those.
By the way, I believe that any day is a Chamber of Commerce weather day. It just depends on what Chamber of Commerce you're speaking of.
It could be in Albuquerque.
Could be.
Could be in Albany.
I like to, when weather's terrible, I usually attribute that to the Lawrence Chamber of Commerce.
Well, so, you're picking up pretty well being a Manhattan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Well played.
Any day is a Chamber of Commerce day, appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk to you guys. And
proper attribution is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, missed you. Even though I do see you, it's not been in this environment.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's all right. You know, some days you have to go. Some days I have to go.
That's right.
You know, so, Brandon even goes away some days.
In fact, mm-hmm. I don't think I've been in here since the epic showdown at Bill Snyder Stadium in October. So I figured I figured you'd have a couple of comments.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't there.
I know you weren't. I know you weren't.
That was extremely frustrating. I have never been so, how should I say, I had such a mixture of emotions.
Yeah.
I was very excited for what was happening on my TV. And not being able to be at the game and saying things was one of the most frustrating things I've ever endured in my life.
I bet that's right. Yeah, you deserve that. I feel terrible that you weren't there.
Mitch is 2-0 from the booth.
That's what I have recognized.
So, you know, he's pretty proud of that. Yeah. He's our MVP this year. So, yeah.
And for those listening, I think a lot of people know I'm from Oklahoma originally.
Yep.
And have been an Oklahoma Sooner fan my whole life and have a son that's actually a senior at OU this year. Mm-hmm. So they have been a favorite team of mine. Of course, Kansas State is also a favorite team of mine. So it was a great day. It was a great day for football. In fact, even I had some friends up from Norman, and they commented that it was one of the best environments for college football that they have ever been in.
Wow.
And,
so, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, I thought our fans were great. And
did it make you proud of Manhattan?
Was great. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It was wonderful. So I enjoyed it mm-hmm. immensely.
Good.
Even with a little touch of sadness, but you know,
just a little.
You know, yeah. I mean, if we're going to lose, let's lose to Kansas State. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, you know, and that's a real feather in the cap for this program.
Absolutely.
You know, so
yeah, absolutely. And I really had an opportunity to visit with Coach Kleiman when I first got here. He and I kind of came about the same time, mm-hmm. and found him to be a really intense and a very thoughtful person, and so I'm glad that he's succeeding.
He's very focused.
Absolutely.
Very focused. Yeah.
Anyway.
And inspiring.
Well, he is. Yeah, mm-hmm. he is. Yeah.
And motivating.
And did a great job this year. So.
Absolutely.
Well, and, you know, that's a good segue here because a lot of commitments are going to be happening in the North Campus Corridor around the stadium. So. Mm-hmm. Through this Chris Kleiman era of football, we're going to see a lot of construction going on there. That was approved this week, the North Campus Corridor improvements. That's a big economic driver for not just K-State, but the whole community.
It is. Yeah. We, you know, and I have had the good fortune of living in university communities now for almost 20 years and doing this job in those communities. And we see that we continue to see economic activity build around higher education institutions. And we are seeing that in Kansas State. And MBAF is the prime example of that and probably the most visible example of that. But there are some other things that are taking place as well. You know, to have, for instance, the facilities we have at the Foundation Research or the Foundation Business Park is unique for a community our size to have those kind of facilities and to see the kind of companies, Topcon Agriculture and some of the other companies that have moved in there. But as you continue to see more and more people that are in those areas, it's going to create a larger strain on the infrastructure that's in that area. And so it is an investment because those jobs pay dividends to all of our governing bodies over time. But in order to continue to attract new companies and see those companies expand, they have to be able to get their employees in and out, and they have to be able to be able to have a safe walking environment. We are excited that those are taking place and that this commission has shown the foresight to understand that we have an opportunity that if you read the report that was commissioned, have an opportunity to see as many as 5,000 jobs created in that corridor over 15 years. That's truly remarkable. And to see that in a community this size will fundamentally change the economics of our city. So, yeah, it was great, and I was very pleased that the commission went that direction. And I think it was also a good sign of there was a number of different entities at the commission meeting who were talking about it. And one of the things that makes us unique in Manhattan is the relationship that we have between the city, the university, and the business community. And every time, and I'm going to quote my good friend Kent Glasscock on this, but every time something great has happened in Manhattan, it almost always involves that entire group of people. And that is something that is unusual because, and I can just tell you, in a lot of university communities, the relationship between the city and the university is many times really bad. And then the relationship with the business community is sometimes really bad. And what happens in those kind of situations is just makes it hard to get anything done. So I think we're fortunate that we had that. I think that was on display Tuesday night at that meeting. And so we're excited to see where that goes.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And I heard K-State President Richard Myers talking about there's businesses that are looking at this community. And so it sounds like this is going to attract potentially more of those here, and that'll help your job.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's what we hope. And I think, again, the key when people look in is, do I have workers and is the infrastructure in place to make this project happen? And so we have to do things as a community to make sure that we're addressing those situations because jobs are so important, and there is a global battle for jobs. And I think we're going to talk in a little bit about since 2010, we have been a little stagnant when it comes to jobs, and we are starting to see the effects of that, and both in terms of revenues to our governing bodies and how those have flattened, and it makes it more difficult to maintain the same quality of life that we expect. We see it with the struggles and occasionally in some of our small businesses whose customer base is staying flat while at the same time their costs continue to increase every year. So we are challenged to get in the global marketplace and be competitive for jobs. I mean, that's what we have to do in order to have the kind of community that we have had, that we expect to have in the future. And so it just takes a lot of hard work and some targeted investments.
All right. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We're going to talk some more about what took place this Tuesday here with a contract for the chamber. That's coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.